You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Barry Merrick, co-founder of Ivy Date and a principal of Exist Venture, a venture development firm specializing in the creation of niche networking platforms. Barry, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
It's a real pleasure to be here, Eric.
Hey, ours as well. So tell us about Ivy Date. What makes it different than any other dating site?
Absolutely. Well, Ivy Date is all about connecting great people to each other, and also it's great experiences. So what we do is to really attract the best singles out there, people who are very interesting, have a lot going on, and as a result of that, they have less time for the bar scene and certainly very little time for mass market dating sites. So what we wanted to create was a curated introduction service that, in essence, screens all its members before they're able to join, and then selects its members, hand-selected matches, 5 matches per week.
So why is it so hard to meet great people these days, and how does Ivy Date aim to address these challenges that exist?
A lot of people these days, and clearly throughout history, if you're somebody that has, you know, a lot of different interests, if you're very passionate about different things, it means that you're a pretty involved person. You have a lot going on, not just in your career, but most likely also in your community involvements. So what this translates into is that you just have proportionately less time for the bar scene, and you have very little time for, you know, mass market dating sites. So more and more what we're finding online is a trend towards not masses and masses of information, but rather much more towards curation and quality over quantity. However, in online dating, a vast majority of providers are still focused on, you know, their millions of members or their matching algorithms, as opposed to really figuring out, you know, who are really the most interesting people out there, objectively speaking, that, you know, you'd want to meet, and then introducing them to you one by one every single week in a very curated, hand-selected fashion. That's precisely what Ivy Date does to address this problem.
There's an ongoing discussion surrounding the so-called pseudoscience of online dating algorithms and whether computer-based matching can ever really replace meeting people face-to-face. How would you weigh in on that, Barry?
Well, I would completely agree that nothing can ever beat a face-to-face meeting. Science can clearly find different correlations as far as when it comes to attraction, what certain trends may be. But, you know, there's a big difference between a 5 to 10 second attraction or what personality types may match than the chemistry that you have with a certain individual. So in many ways, I believe that the best way to connect people is to match like-minded people to each other, people who are objectively have great qualities, have a lot to add, and get them to meet up in person. And when you do that, as opposed to focusing too much on, like, statistically what you'll be attracted to, when you just focus on ensuring that the highest quality people are meeting each other, the most interesting people are meeting each other, then if there's a romantic connection, the chances of it turning into something long-term and permanent is much higher. But even if it doesn't turn into something, you know, if there is no romantic connection, there's still a great opportunity in such an introduction for people to have a great friendship or professional relationship as a result. And that's precisely why every Ivy Date that our members go on results in much more meaningful experiences, even when there is no romantic connection. And that's something that science simply cannot replace.
Today we're joined by Barry Merrick, co-founder of Ivy Date and a principal of Exist Venture, a venture development firm specializing in the creation of niche networking platforms, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ivy Date's online magazine Checkmate aims to examine the intellectual side of love. Can you tell us, Barry, a little bit about how that got started and how you've managed to differentiate yourself in the very crowded space of love and relationship blogs?
Well, we took clearly a very different approach towards online dating in the first place. We sought to attract the precise kinds of people that you could never really find in online dating sites or generally in the bar scene anyway. These are people who are, you know, very intellectually curious, have a love of learning, and very accomplished, and, you know, have very little time. And getting to know our members better really inspired us to focus in on content that didn't just focus on the latest fad or trend in dating, but much rather looked at historical trends. You know, what did the great men and women who lived through the centuries, what did they think about love and relationships? Because there's a lot of fundamental, intrinsic, universal factors that are, you know, based on the human condition that has existed forever. So really what we care about in Checkmate is examining what the top thinkers, scientists, and artists throughout time, how they've viewed love and what they've thought about it. And then taking that and in a kind of a witty, intellectual way, translating into how it relates to today's modern relationships.
What's been your greatest success as a business to date?
Well, our greatest success by far has been all the great members who've joined our community. We have more than 25,000 people on Ivydate after only, you know, just 10 months of matching people. So this is a tremendous privilege for us to be able to serve such a great crowd of individuals who are, you know, very generous in their feedback and recommendations to us, who help us improve the service every single day. So that's definitely, our members are our greatest success.
Well, Barry, speaking of Ivydate, where's the best place or the website where folks can get connected to the community of Ivydate online?
So you can find us actually on www.ivydate.com. And anyone can apply. We have a membership committee that screens every profile. And once you're approved, you receive only hand-selected matches that fit your preferences of pre-qualified people who have demonstrated great qualities in terms of being interesting and intellectually curious. So it's as simple as signing up. It takes only 5 to 10 minutes, and there's very little effort involved beyond that. We just send you introductions direct to your inbox.
Very good. And in conclusion, Barry, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listeners that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
The most important thing, I believe, is to listen to your own self, listen to your gut about whatever the product or service is that you're wanting to provide. Really think about what made you really be interested in that in the first place. What is the true opportunity? And the importance of never losing sight of that, while at the same time, as much as you listen to yourself, you've got to listen to the people that you're serving. So even before you get started, you can already assess very well how people will react to your product simply by walking them through or showing them a demonstration. And really, the true path to success lies where you can combine your inner gut feel on what people want and then refining that with what people tell you they want as a result of the initial thing. And it's iterating and persevering until you get to a point where you have something that you can be truly proud of and that your customers and your client base really love. And that's really the holy grail, to find that medium between what you've got to offer to the world and what the world wants.
Good advice. He is Barry Merrick, co-founder of Ivydate and a principal of Exist Venture, a venture development firm specializing in the creation of niche networking platforms. And the website of reference is ivydate.com. Barry, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.